You actually got the first question, so I get the last question. Last answer.
Mr. President, we're keeping track, promise you.
I don't believe.
I don't think so, Candy.
I don't believe.
I want to make sure.
I came back to what you spoke about.
I do want to make sure.
If I could have you sit down, Governor Romney, thank you.
Hey, it's Ray Kirstein, producer of State of Belief Radio, on the line with the editor-in-chief of Religion News Service, Kevin Ekstrom. It's been a lot of work for a lot of us just to watch the debates. How about watching them when you also know you're going to have to lead your team in covering them? Kevin, thanks a lot for being on State of Belief Radio once again.
Thanks for having me back.
So with religious language so pervasive in this year's campaigns, how do you handle it when the subject is almost totally missing from the debates as far as the presidential candidates go? I mean, we're all happy to have the discussion focus on policy, but now what are the blanks you have to fill in based on the overall campaign when you're covering this?
Well, it has been a challenge in some ways. There is not as much overt religion this time around as there was even 4 years ago. Religion is not necessarily a liability for Mitt Romney, but it's certainly not a total positive. And President Obama has his own sort of religious liability. So both men, I think, are a bit hesitant to really engage in this. Really, there are proxy words for this. So when we're talking about women's health care, that's sort of code for abortion. And when we're talking about contraception or access to contraception, that's code for the fight that the Obama administration is having with the Catholic bishops. So you kind of have to read between the lines a little bit. But I think actually the most interesting thing is how this battle over religion has really shifted to the running mates this year, Paul Ryan and Joe Biden. Both men have framed their policies pretty overtly in religious terms, and both have turned to Catholic social doctrine to kind of reinforce what they say and why they believe it. And it's a much more interesting religion discussion with the vice presidential candidates than with the top of the ticket this year.
How do you think the mainstream media have done covering this part of the campaign when they're not running RNS stories?
Well, I think they are doing okay. I think, there's still a little bit of uncertainty or perhaps discomfort when mainstream media is writing about Mormonism and as it applies to Mitt Romney. I think there is a tendency to look for the Mormon element in a lot of things where it may not actually be there. I think, there was a very short-lived attempt to bring Jeremiah Wright back into the campaign, and I think the mainstream media, for the most part, didn't take the bait on that one. The thing about religion is that it doesn't always fit into a nice little square box. And so, to try to force politics into a religious lens as opposed to vice versa, it can get tricky and hard to do sometimes, and it's not always done particularly well. But I think on balance, the mainstream media has done okay, but that's mostly, I think, a function that there hasn't been a whole lot of overt religion this time around.
The Pew Forum study that came out earlier this month got a lot of attention. The unprecedented percentage of Americans claiming no religious affiliation. From your perspective, do you see either campaign speaking to this group of potential voters?
Yeah, well, one thing that the Pew survey made fairly clear was that of this this nuns group, or this you could call them an irreligious group or an unchurched group, that they definitely lean Democratic. And so this is a natural Democratic constituency. But it doesn't mean that they're all Democrats or that they're all liberals, although they tend to be that way. But what the Pew Forum seemed to show is that they don't like, they're not hostile to religion. They see a value in the services that religious groups provide, but they don't like it when politics and religion get too closely intermingled. And what they don't like is when politicians get too preachy or use too much religious imagery or language and get too religious, basically. So there is a constituency out there, but it's almost a reverse constituency. All of the pundits have said that the Democrats would be making actually a big mistake to go after this group in a, you're godless and we appreciate godlessness, and so let's all get together and talk and work on godless issues. That's not what this is saying. They're saying that this group is not hostile to religion, but they don't want it pushed in their face either. And the Democrats don't need to custom tailor a message to reach this group because in large measure they already have.
Hmm. Last week, Religion News Service reported on Mitt Romney's meeting with Billy Graham and the subsequent removal from the Graham Ministry's website of references to Mormonism as a cult.
Yes.
Regardless of the outcome of the election, do you foresee a lasting impact on the Latter-day Saints' newfound alliances with evangelical and other conservative Christians?
Yeah, absolutely. And if there is anybody who is sort of an arbiter of what it means to be an evangelical, it's Billy Graham. He is the evangelical prototype. So if he doesn't have problems with Mormonism as a quote-unquote cult, then a lot of other evangelicals are going to sort of look to that for direction. You know, the problem, though, is I think mostly for the Graham side of things, is it looks really partisan. That the only reason why they did this was they were having a meeting with Mitt Romney. They didn't do this on their own accord. This wasn't done months ago. This was done in conjunction with the Mormon meeting. So it makes it look very political. And that's actually a change for Billy Graham in the most recent years. He started off very political, got into some trouble for it, and kind of put politics aside. But now, they're basically giving their blessing to Mormonism because of Mitt Romney, and they're also taking out newspaper ads from Billy Graham himself that don't come out and say vote for Romney, but they list a bunch of criteria that only Romney is going to fit between the two candidates. The political transformation late in life of Billy Graham is actually a story that we're working on, and people can find it on our website, religionnews.com, next week.
Kevin, what else are you going to be watching for leading up to the election?
There's a fascinating story that we're chasing based on a recent poll about pastors and their whether or not they're going to be voting Democratic or Republican. But there's a large chunk, 1 in 4 pastors are undecided. And that's way bigger than the general population, and it actually holds true across time. It's the same number were undecided at this point in 2008. And so we're looking into what is it about pastors that makes them less hesitant to get on one side of the fence or the other compared to the rest of America.
Kevin Ekstrom is editor-in-chief of Religion News Service, which for 75 years has been providing outstanding secular coverage of religion's role in our world to media outlets nationwide. And you can follow their work at religionnews.com. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
My pleasure.